Hi, everybody. I'm Terry Brown. This is Bass Fan Radio. And with me today is a reigning Bassmaster Classic champion, Mike Iaconelli. Mike, welcome to the program.
Hey, Terry. How you doing, man? It's good to be back.
Well, I tell you what, you know, you and I get to talk. We talk via the internet a lot of times and also via the phone all the time. But it's a neat deal. You've been the Bassmaster Classic champion, reigned over the year, and had some great experiences.
Absolutely. I mean, this year for me has been, I kind of sum it up in two words, crazy and exciting, you know. And it's been jam-packed. It's been a lot of business. But a lot of good things have happened this year to me and to the whole sport. So it's been a great year for me.
Well, you know, there's no question about your enthusiasm. You know, I think sometimes that maybe is misunderstood, but it's genuine. You know, the people that know you and know you well know that when you're hooping and hollering, that's Mike Iaconelli. You know, when you see that, it's something that hasn't been seen in our sport. Usually pretty much the anglers that we've seen in the past have been pretty laid back, pretty quiet. You brought a whole new list of things to look at when you see Mike Iaconelli.
Absolutely. I mean, you know, that's part of it for me is just that I absolutely, you know, love this sport. I mean, I truly do. I love the whole process of the sport. I love catching fish. And, you know, and that's me. That's my personality. I mean, I've been like that from day one. You know, when I was, you know, 11 and 12 years old first getting into the sport, I got just as excited catching a 12-inch bass, you know. And it's, for me, that's part of it, is being myself, showing my excitement. And it's, you know, hey, I fish for a living. How much more exciting can that be, you know?
Well, it can't be any more exciting now. That, you know, you're usually after the fish, but recently I just saw a couple of clips where the fish were after you a little bit.
Well, yeah, that occasionally happens, you know. I'm honestly hoping that maybe it'll be easy for me in this classic and the fish might jump in the boat by themselves, you know. But, you know, again, what's neat about the sport right now is that, you know, we're all involved in a sport that is very much at a growth process. And, you know, it's neat to be involved in it right now because we know, everybody involved knows that, you know, 5 years from now, this is going to be a big thing. So it's, you know, it's an exciting thing just to be here right now, you know.
Well, it is, and the thing I was mentioning was the cheeseburger clip that we saw on ESPN, and you know, you kind of got set up there. It looked like one of those fish might have snuck a cheeseburger in on you.
Yeah, absolutely, absolutely. That was a neat deal. You know, I got a call. This is, I think we shot that back in February, and got a call from the folks at ESPN that said they wanted to film a commercial, and you know, so I was definitely excited off of that initial call, and then they told me the premise of it was going to be kind of the dry humor of a SportsCenter commercial, you know. And I'm real big on that. I think all those type of commercials ESPN does are just funny, you know. You know, I jumped on the chance to go down there and do it, and came out great, real happy with the end result, and, you know, been getting just a lot of positive feedback from the commercial. But, again, that commercial is really set up to help, you know, expand the sport, meaning that, you know, they're airing that thing nonstop across the board on all the networks. And so, you know, a football fan or a baseball fan or a basketball fan that's watching SportsCenter, you know, can get a small glimpse of kind of what we do, you know, and maybe want to tune into the thing. So it's been real nice to be able to be a part of that, you know.
Well, when you look at that cheeseburger, a couple of big treble hooks sticking out of there, and that was a whopper of a cheeseburger. Now, I'm telling you, that was a big one.
Absolutely. You know, that just goes to prove it. Don't take away my cheeseburger when I'm trying to fish, you know. But you know, the kind of the behind-the-scenes story on that is, you know, that was actually me, you know, jumping in the water, you know. And you got to picture, this is in February. They're making me jump in about a foot off the bank, so they're making me jump in about water that's probably 2 feet deep, you know, black muck all the way down. and here's the kicker. They made me do it five times. That's five takes of diving headfirst in the water, you know. So, I mean, there's no computer-animated graphics going on there. That's actually me.
Well, you know, I guess to get to the serious nature of what we're talking about here, of course, is the Bassmaster Classic and the win. You know, you won that thing at New Orleans and on a very dramatic last fish, you know, in the very last part of the Classic. But now you're shifting gears. Now you're into the Classic mode for this year, and you're fishing kind of a different impoundment than last. This has got some deep structure, although the water's high now. A lot of people looking at shallow water structure as well. But, you know, the fish might be moving around a little bit. It might be caught in a couple of different places.
Yeah, that's the neat thing about this. I mean, you know, even though, you're right, even though they're totally different fisheries, you know, the Louisiana Delta, you know, 500,000 plus acres, you know, vast marshlands and tidal water. Here, you know, a smaller fishery. Thank you. But just as many elements, you know. I mean, the neat thing about this tournament, like you said, is there's going to be a multitude of patterns that develop during the tournament, you know, from deep water to shallow water to wood cover to, you know, to suspended fish to schooling fish to current. So that's neat, you know, and so even though it's only 13,000 acres, I think you're going to see a lot of guys do a lot of different things, and that's something you have to be prepared for in this classic. You know, this might end up being one of those tournaments where a guy has to do a few things to win the event. You know.
Well, you're looking at a fairly lengthy event. You know, most of the events in BASSR, you know, it's not a one-day deal. You got to go out there and perform for all those days. And the neat thing about this is you got the television coverage that's associated with it. You know, and you get the glitz and glamour with that, but you also get maybe a hands-on, maybe a little bit more knowledge. Some of these anglers, when they watch ESPN do this, they're going to maybe say, "Hey, you know, I didn't know you could do that," or something like that. And with having the multitude of different patterns, that's really going to bring some more patterns into your knowledge base.
Absolutely, and that's what it's all about. You know, people, when they tune in, you know, there's two reasons that people tune in. You know, one is, knowledge. I mean, the hardcore fishermen want to tune in, and they want to learn something. You know, they want to learn a little trick, and that's really what our sport is all about, is the mental side. And then, you know, the other half of people tune in because they want to be entertained, you know, and that's no different than any other sport. You know, they're entertainment sports, and people want to watch because it makes them feel good, you know. And I think the way ESPN will cover this tournament, you'll see a lot of people tune in for those two reasons.
Well, you know, and the thing that's going to be great, I think, Mike, more than anything else, is you're going to see, you know, the guys that are really had a great year this year. You know, we looked, I think there's 14 out of the 15 top guys on the State Farm World Rankings now that are at this event, which makes that thing so strong, so many good, talented anglers out there that, you know, it's not going to be a fluke. You know, there are going to be some great anglers. And then, of course, you bring the Federation anglers who on any given day, you know, you came through those ranks as well. It can be phenomenally good.
Yep, absolutely, absolutely. This is, you know, again, this can be anybody's tournament. You know, I think one of the big things here is for me a big thing in any tournament, and that's what I call fishing the moment, you know, which means these guys can't get hooked on what they did a month ago in practice or, you know, what they do on their home lake that reminds them of this lake. You know, you ultimately have to go out, drop your trawl motor, and fish for that moment and that cast, you know, and the guys that can do that and, you know, can just fish freely and open up their minds going to be the guys that win this tournament, no?
Well, I know one thing is that, you know, you kind of brought that to the forefront. I heard Davey Height say it as well, is that a lot of tournaments you go, you may work, and you may work hard at, okay, I'm going to, you know I got this bank, and I've got three or four stumps along it, and you really don't work as hard on the in-between casts. But now, you know, he said he's focused that way. I know you've always been that way. Focus on every single cast, and good things can happen, no question about it.
Absolutely, yeah. I mean, you know, I call that whole thing kind of being in the zone, you know, And a lot of times you don't put yourself there until you're catching them really good. You know, it kind of starts when you start to catch a lot of fish and you get into the rhythm. But, you know, the key is to put yourself into the zone from the very beginning, whether you're catching fish on every cast or whether there's an hour between bites. And the guy that can put himself into that mental focus and in that zone, you know, it definitely has an advantage on his competition.
Well, as you look at this event, you know, Lake Wylie, as you mentioned, about 13,000 acres, and you're looking at the competition there, you know, one thing that's kind of a sidebar to this whole thing is the hoopla surrounding the Classic, of course, the biggest event in bass fishing. And when you think about all the things that can happen around the event, it really takes that extra effort to be mentally focused, doesn't it?
Absolutely, yeah. I mean, you know, a lot of people don't realize the type of tight schedule and the type of pressures that the anglers are under outside of the fishing day. You know, and it's amazing. Classic week, they basically have every minute of our day, you know, blocked with some kind of schedule and some kind of activity. So you're right. You know, you have to be able to really turn it off and on is what I call it. You know, and I think I can do that pretty well. You know, so you have to be able, as soon as, you know, Tripp says boat number one, Mike Iaconelli, you have to be able to turn that switch and be totally in that focus of catching fish.
Well, I have no question that you're going to do very, very well, you know, and you don't go there fishing for second, do you? You go there fishing for first. And, Mike, we're looking forward to a great Classic out of you again.
Well, I appreciate the time, and I'm definitely 100% going back to win this event.
I'm Terry Brown, and this is Bass Fan Radio.